possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Pretty soon we're going to hear this voice calling Browns games because that means football's back and it's not too far away. He's been a longtime friend of ours. Always good to have him with us. He's Mr. Andrew Siciliano. Hello, sir.
Andrew.
Good morning, Joe. Actually, good afternoon there. Happy football to you and yours.
Uh-oh. Well, we're almost there.
Are we being recorded? I'm hearing beeping.
Oh, no, that was my car telling me that I was getting too close to another car, except I don't think, honestly, I just took this thing back in to get recalibrated. I'm like three car lengths away. It's overreacting. It is, the front end sensor of my car has now turned into like, I don't know about you, but my dad's getting up there in age, and when he sits in the front seat, when he sits in the passenger seat, he's constantly like putting his hands out like, Stop, like he's being the backseat driver
airbrake,
in the front
air
seat.
Airbrake, yes.
Yeah. I'm like, Dad, like, God love you, but if, God forbid, we were actually going to hit something, your arms on the dashboard would actually be a bad thing, not a good thing for your health. So, that's what my front-end sensor has now become. It has become my dad in the passenger.
It's not a self-driving car, though, is it?
No, and there it is again. No,
wow.
It's not a self-driving
right
car.
Right on cue, though. Very timely.
I'm proud to drive an American vehicle, and no, it's just a front-end sensor on my car.
All right, so I don't mean to bring anybody down. We were talking about this earlier, and here we go. We're going into the sixth year of the Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski regime. ESPN puts out roster rankings, and they, you know, put all kinds of good stuff together. They had the Ravens with the best roster in the NFL, the Bengals with the 9th, Steelers at 19, and the Browns at 31 out of 32 teams as far as the total talent on the roster. Now, as Andy and I said going into that, doesn't mean things can't happen. But, man, that's a rough spot to be in as we're getting ready to start a season. And Pro Football Focus had comparable numbers that backed up position groups as they're not being very good. How does this team outperform a lot of the numbers that are being thrown out about this team at this time of the year, Andrew?
So, Phelps, I'm going to say this in the most respectful way possible, and I hope you understand that it isn't about your question. It is more about just the off-season content machine. Who gives a flying, you can insert whatever you want. Like, it's for off-season yelling and conversation. Like, for example, the Jalen Hurts discourse. I turned on the TV yesterday, and people are still screaming about Jalen Hurts. Who cares where he is ranked? And this is, and I want to emphasize this, because I did something last week about this when I did Rich Eisen's show. Like, this isn't about Jeremy Fowler.
Dan?
Who?
You have a ding? Dan doesn't have a ding. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andrew. Continue.
If you name drop, you get a ding on the show, just in case you're
wondering. Oh, no. Jeremy Fowler, like, did that whole list on Jalen Hurts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm saying it isn't about the job he did or the job PFF does. It's that this is off-season content filler that is meant to bring about discussion. You guys know how these lists work.
Yeah, but
we do it. We did it at NFL Network. ESPN did it as well. It's all right. So here's your assignment. Make a list. Okay, great. You make a list. We put it on .com. Morning show turns the list into news. All right. Here's the news. The news today is that this is our list. Now people start arguing about the list. Then Screaming Head on television, any of the Screaming Heads, right, says this. Here's the headline. That headline, what this person says, now becomes the new news. React to what this person said. Then the content aggregators pick it up, and then all the online sites and the Twitter handles and everything that don't actually produce original content, all they do is recycle other people's opinion. Like, it's just...
So
I don't care.
But let me ask you this.
I really don't care.
I think the general thought there is accurate. The Browns roster isn't as talented as other teams in our division.
That's fine.
And most in the NFL. Let's go back to my question. How do the Browns overcome that? How can they tackle that this year and move forward and win some games? Because I actually think they will. Everybody says what the over-under is, like 4.5. I think they're going to win more than that.
Yeah. I get it. I was ignoring the question and ducking and all that. Here's how you do it. You get back to running the football. I think Mike Bloomgren, the offensive line coach, who was obviously with David Shaw and helped that Stanford run game for a decade and was the head coach at Rice the last how many ever years. I think Mike Bloomgren, if the offensive line can stay healthy, and they're older, than they were in 2021 when they last truly pounded the football. I think that changes everything. And I think the defense, which was number one 2 years ago, all it's got to do is get back to the middle of the pack. And if the offense can control the football, you're not going to see a lot of shootouts. But if they run the ball and just keep this defense off the field and give it a breather. I mean, how many times last year did we see this defense – you know, bend but never break. And then in the second half, they just break because they're gassed. Yeah, they can win games this year. The front half of the schedule is brutal. I did the math last night. I think the first six teams are a combined 71-31 from a year ago. 71-31 the first 6 weeks. But after week one, you throw last year's strength of schedule out. It's a new season. But regardless, it is a brutal front end of the schedule.
All right, a couple things. One, you're 1,000% correct on that. And don't forget, week six is that crazy week after coming back from England, right? And then you get the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Two, I can't believe that you just gave away every news consultant's theory on how things work, and they're going to come after you because now everyone's busted for the way they steal money from every local TV station in the country. So I just wanted to bring that up for you. And then speaking of lists, Andrew, why don't you give us the Andrew Siciliano Browns quarterback depth chart list as we head into camp?
And for the record, I did a TikTok video like a month ago where I ranked my top five wide receiver duos. I did the same thing. It's clickbait.
Yeah, were you walking on the beach for this
job?
Of course I was.
Of course you were.
So, listen, I'll say right now, and please don't make this bulletin board material, if the Browns roll out Joe Flacco week one, they're going to beat the Bengals. Like, I mean, I feel it in my soul. Yeah, I think we have to ask the question, what is best for this organization? Is it having Joe Flacco start the entire season, or is it you go with a veteran, Flacco or Pickett, and then eventually work in the rookies? If you do not figure out Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders at one point this year, then what are you doing? You took a quarterback at 94 and 144. You can't go into next year's draft with two number ones without seeing what they could do. But I don't think it's fair to either of them, unless one of those two rookies comes out and delivers a knockout punch in the preseason to give them the job early. I would say it's Flacco 1, Pickett 2, Gabriel Sanders right now, but that doesn't mean anything right now. What matters is two Wednesdays from now in Carolina with a joint practice, the subsequent week, the following week with a Wednesday, Thursday in Philadelphia, those joint practices, and these three games, right, on 92.3 The Fan, mean something. They mean something more than they ever have meant under Kevin Stefanski in the preseason.
Andrew Siciliano joining us. You'll hear him calling play-by-play of the Browns games again this year on the Browns Radio Network. The running game, I agree with you when you said earlier, you know, run the football, and that's how this team can go, get back to its roots and hopefully win some football games this year. Obviously, Quinshon Judkins' situation is a mess, and who knows how it plays out, yep. And who knows when he's available. What do you think of Dylan Sampson?
I love Dylan Sampson. He was the SEC Offensive Player of the Year. I think he could show some versatility out of the backfield. We saw that in the offseason program where they lined him up in the slot a little bit. He can catch the football more than maybe they showed at Tennessee. He's an explosive player with probably a little bit more power than you would assume for a relatively smaller back. He's shorter, but he's not like a 185. The guy's got a little bit of girth to him. He was not going to be the lead guy. Let's not forget, Jerome Ford still was, I think, fourth in the NFL last year in yards per carry. Didn't have a lot of carries, but the only guys ahead of him were Jahmyr Gibbs and Derrick Henry and who am I forgetting? And Saquon. Those are the only three guys ahead of him last year when it came to yards per carry. This team is better with Quinshon. You cannot right now, unless everything's a massive misunderstanding, he's totally exonerated and the case gets thrown out, you can't expect to see Quinshon anytime soon. Or you can't rely on him, rather, for the first half of the year. So you're going to have to make do with what you had. Nick Chubb is not walking in that door, friends, because he is a Houston Texan. And that ship has sailed. And the idea that you're going to go find a veteran running back that's going to be a workhorse right now, that ain't going to happen. I'd love to see more Pierre Strong. I've always been the guy that you throw in some wide zone, you're like, wow, he's got some burst on the edge, but whether it's ball security or whatever reason or third down blitz pickup, you do not see him out there very often. But you're going to have to make do with what you have. There is talent in that room. You hope there are more holes for that talent this year than we saw last year.
You said Sampson wasn't going to be the guy. Do you think he can be the guy? Well, Judkins is out.
Oh, I think he could be the guy. Okay. So sorry if I didn't mean to say he can't be the guy. I think
No. You said was when Judkins was there, he clearly wasn't going to be. But I wonder now, you know, could he become the number one running back on this team or at least splitting carries with Jerome Ford?
Oh, absolutely. I think he will. He was going to have a very big role. Absolutely. But, you know, there are more carries to go around and he is going to get more. Yeah, no, I am bullish. Absolutely. On Dylan Sampson, he will have a bigger role. And yes, and I think Browns fans will learn to love him quickly.
True or false, my friend, we will see more tight end action this season than we've seen in a while because Kevin Stefanski likes it and that they're high on Harold Fannin Jr. And why not play him at the same time as David Njoku, especially if you don't think your wide receiving core is that outstanding?
Oh, no, true. You're going to see him plenty. You're going to see him in the slot. You see Njoku stand up in the slot plenty as well, but absolutely, there's going to be plenty of 12 personnel, one back, two tight ends in this offense. You might even see some 13 personnel as well. That's not exactly breaking news here. Yes, Harold Fannin should have a big role. I also looked up yesterday the Browns' rookie record for tight end receptions.
Ooh.
And I think it's only like 39. I'm going to call it right now.
Is it Ozzie?
Harold Fannin's going to... No. It's... what's the guy's name? Hold on, I'm driving.
Oscar
Rohn?
It was
Rohn? A name from the... Yes, Oscar Rohn.
Thank
from the
you.
Early
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Jeff Phelps!
Thank you.
There's no way you knew Oscar Rohn of SMU and UCLA fame.
Actually, yes.
No way. No way.
Absolutely.
He's a big Oscar fan. You should hear. He knows more about Oscar Gamble than you'll ever want to know
no
either.
No way. Oscar Gamble had amazing hair. I have a blind spot. There's my car again.
Yeah.
I have a blind spot for Browns history like 69 to 75-ish.
Yeah. Were you alive? Were you alive?
No, I mean, no, not really.
Exactly.
So I have a blind spot right there. And like when I pulled that name up yesterday, that was one where I'm like, yeah, I don't know him. Like I got no clue.
Yeah,
I got that. That's a new one to me.
Well, there
I think
you go.
I had his card.
Glad I'm just here to help, man. Just here to help.
You totally Googled that.
Nope.
No, he didn't.
And he can see right in front
of him. I give it to you. He didn't. And I do actually remember him, too, because I had his trading card.
There you go.
So
hey, don't be a stranger.
We are old. That's
guys are going to be on the field. We're getting going. I can't wait to talk to you every week. Let's do it.
I will be there tomorrow. Are you coming to practice tomorrow?
I got a show to do.
Will you be there next week or no? Well, are you there all week next week?
I will be. I'm coming to town, baby. I'm there.
Yeah,
all
baby.
Right. Well, sit down with us next week when we're at camp.
Come on out and say hi. I'll be there. Come on, say hi.
Thanks, please. Dude.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later. Drive safely. Tell your car to quit beeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to Cowboys camp. You want to know anything? I'm on my way there now. No?
To Cowboys camp? Yeah.
Tell me. I'm still here today, so Cowboys.
Get back to me and tell me if Miles Sanders is going to be the starting running back there, because I think he is.
Is that a fantasy question, or is that?
Yes, it is.
Of course, it's a fantasy question.
He's already on my team. I made a preemptive strike last season.
I'll tell you if Micah Parsons is on the field.
No, that's not how you're talking there. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
See you, boys.
Andrew Siciliano. Joining us on the Fan Hotline, you'll hear him calling play-by-play of the Browns games on the Browns Radio Network.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
So,
hang on a second. Let me try.
Thank
something.
You to Siciliano.
That's coming, man. Free steak.
I was sitting
steak.
There.
Let's see what happens.
I was sitting there after
free pizza.
Work when I got home yesterday.
Free beer.
I thought exactly what.
Well, like that last one.
I know you would.
I thought exactly what Siciliano said. If you have Gabriel and Sanders on this team, you got to find out something about somebody. So I thought, okay, let's put together a little thing, and assume that one of these rookies is going to become what I like to call the quarterback of record on this team this year. And that means the guy who is the quarterback for most of the games. Okay, the guy who quarterbacks more than anybody else on the team. And I thought, I wonder what that's looked like over the course of our franchise history and if it can be successful.
Okay.
You might be surprised at what I found.
Okay, okay. But all just right? Back up just a little bit here. One, this is not a list. And two...
No, it's more, I think, information, and it's to kind of temper expectations is what it kind of is.
Oh, great. Well, who has expectations? 216-474-0092. The whole world thinks this team's coming in fourth place, and they're barely going to win five games.
For instance, last year, Caleb Williams went to Chicago, number one, and the Bears weren't very good. And then Jaden Daniels went to Washington at number two, and they kind of exceeded expectations and did a nice job. And Jaden Daniels is everybody's darling at quarterback. And
one season, let's see if all the rest of the league figures them out.
But that's just what I'm saying. Okay. Is sometimes it really works and sometimes it doesn't. Who's to say it's going to not really work here or say it really will? But I went back and looked, and with the help of Pro Football Reference and all of those references, Pro Football, Pro baseball, pro basketball, they're all phenomenal.
All those references.
They're just great. And for a
library reference.com.
For a sports dork like me, they're just a lot of fun.
DeweyDecimal.com.
I love looking them up. So anyhow, I went back and used Pro Football Reference and went through Brown seasons to the first Brown season. And according to Pro Football Reference, and they list kind of the main quarterback, is what I said, the guy who's kind of the quarterback of reference. The Browns have had, and give me a rough guess.
Okay.
How many seasons do you think the Browns have had? Just a rough guess.
Okay.
Where they've actually started a rookie quarterback most of the time.
Oh, boy.
Just a rough, off the top of your head. Because I wasn't sure. And I would have guessed somewhere in the vicinity of the actual number
all
it was.
All time?
All time.
Five.
It's close. It was, Dan?
I'll say seven.
It was eight,
okay.
According to Pro Football Reference. Now, here's the weird thing. You ready?
Yeah.
They've had eight seasons where a rookie was mainly their starting quarterback. Six of them have been since they returned to the NFL in 1999.
Oh, that checks out.
In the first, 50 years of the team or close to 50 years, since 46 to 95, it was two guys. Two guys started as rookies for this team. That was it, according to Pro Football Reference. Bernie Kosar.
Okay.
And even though Bernie didn't start the season, they had him as the quarterback of record, started more games. And... You're sitting, Otto Graham.
Oh, man,
those gentlemen available,
Otto Graham. So I want to throw out some expectations here. When Otto started as a rookie, keep in mind it was a whole new league. On the war had just ended, and there were older guys who were rookies, and Otto was like 24, 25, and he came in and was the quarterback on a 12-2 team.
Was he older or younger than Brandon Whedon?
He was younger. He made nine starts.
Okay.
And had good numbers. Okay. And the numbers are not as consequential because the game has changed a little bit. But he had 17 touchdowns, five interceptions. He did a nice job, and they won with Paul Brown on a team that had a lot of older guys because it was coming back after the war.
Okay.
The next time a rookie started a quarterback for the Browns, for a good chunk of the games and was kind of the quarterback of record, 1985, Bernie Kosar. That whole time in between, Paul Brown, Blanton Collier, Nick Skorich, Sam Ratigliano, they didn't start a rookie quarterback.
Wow.
At least for the majority of the games. That was it. And then came 1999.
Yeah.
So, and you ready for the list? This is a list, and I'm going to go from 99 on. Tim Couch went 2-12.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy, 11 years later, 2-6. Mm. Brandon Whedon, 5-10. Cody Kessler, 0-8. DeShone Kizer, 0-15. Baker Mayfield, 6-7. Six wins, seven losses.
Mm.
The best. So of the eight times a quarterback has been a rookie starter,
Okay.
One time it went really well, and it was Autogram, and that almost comes with an asterisk.
Right.
The next best rookie season for a quarterback in this franchise's history was Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
And Baker was pretty dang good number-wise, too.
Yeah.
27 touchdowns, 3,700 yards. But I look at what this is now, and I kind of drew some comparisons to it. I think this year could be like 2017 was. Your quarterback was DeShone Kizer, and they threw him out there. He wasn't ready.
He was our franchise quarterback, Jeff. That's what
Hugh said. And again, I thought DeShone looked like he could play. And he came out, and they threw him to the Wolves, and he wasn't very good, and he threw twice as many interceptions as he did touchdowns. But this year could be like 2017 was, and I don't want to go, 0-15 like DeShone did, because of this. The next year, the miserable season led to Baker. So you could end up starting a rookie this year, and then next year start a rookie again, because you're going to have two draft choices. And even no matter where those draft choices are, you have two you can move up, or one of them might be high and you can get a quarterback. That was one thing that I took away from this just in looking at it. But it's interesting to me, the third best season, basically, when it came to even wins and losses, and it wasn't, Bernie was okay at 4-6 because Bernie was the quarterback record in 10 of those games, but he only had 8 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. They gave Bernie a running game, and they ran the football.
Right.
Brandon Weeden went 5-10 and threw for over 3,300 yards. Mm. I didn't like Brandon Weeden here at all. But
I did. I thought he was a pretty good guy. He was a nice guy.
Until he stiffed me in Oklahoma City when I was trying to talk to him after he got drafted. I'm never going to be a fan.
Wow, dang, man. Take it personal. It's just a job. DTR started, what, 3 games?
But he wasn't the quarterback of record.
No, but I mean.
No, but stick with the premise here.
I know.
Your quarterback, the main guy was a rookie. And maybe.
So what does that mean? You had to have 9 starts?
Maybe. I'm just going with what Pro Football said. It doesn't mean 9. It doesn't mean the majority. It means more than the other guys. And Pro Football Reference had that happening in 8 seasons. And I just wonder, because it didn't go well for most of them. Colt McCoy didn't do real well.
No.
Right? Tim Couch was 2-12. No, that was a first season back.
Okay.
But if one of these guys.
But he wasn't the starter of game one, right?
No, it was Ty Detmer.
It was Ty.
And then immediately became Tim Couch.
Yeah.
Which
is what we all wanted, right?
I think we need to temper the expectations if one of these guys gets going. But I think Siciliano's exactly right. Man, if you get through this season, Andy, and you haven't seen one of those guys, maybe both of those guys, I think you could sit Shadur all season and give him like a redshirt year.
Right.
And then see what happens. But if you have Shadur sitting there and he hasn't played and you go into the draft next year and you draft a quarterback high, well, what does that do for you?
Nothing. No, I agree.
Right. I think Siciliano's right on the money.
The only way they're not getting on the field is if Flacco or Pickett is just on fire. Like they've got
I agree.
Keep, you're not pulling either one of those guys if they're winning.
But I think you must see at least one of these starting quarterbacks or rookie quarterbacks get a lot of time as a starter this year. Do you agree, folks? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on 92.3.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Mary Kay won't be with us today. But Andy Baskin will be. He's right here.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
I will too.
Do you use an organizer in your phone?
Do what? Do I what?
Use an organizer in your phone?
No, I don't know what it is. So you mean like a calendar?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I use my head.
Oh man! If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even know what day it was. I'm just telling you. And between that and all the great sports ones, like what Team Snap and give me the,
all that good stuff.
Yeah, you use that, don't you? Do you ever use those? Any of the league,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man.
It's been a long time. I don't pay much attention.
Although then I always look at it. I'm like, I've got one in the phone. Why don't I just use that? Why do I have to subscribe to another one? I don't get it. I mean,
that's a fine question.
There's so many weird phone habits out there.
Let me ask you a question here.
Right, Dan?
Yesterday, it's announced by the Tennessee Titans that Will Levis is out for the season.
Yeah.
And I heard a couple of people say it. Jeff Thomas said it to us today. And they said maybe the Browns could, you know, they're looking for another quarterback. Maybe there's a quarterback to be traded. And
I think we talked about this yesterday, too. Didn't we?
And, well, we touched on it, but yeah. I'm taking it in a different direction.
Oh, good.
You're going to like that.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And then we've heard so many people say, you said it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go into the season with four quarterbacks. I think you could. I think you might. But, for instance, the Will Levis thing pops up. Well, mm-hmm. Tennessee might need a quarterback, so trade one.
Yep.
Which one?
I don't need to tell you that until the season starts. You tell me.
Well, no, but if Tennessee wants a quarterback and they want one for training camp, you got to trade one now. Which one?
Well, if they want one right now, that means the price just went up. If they're smart, they would just kind of go through the first couple weeks of the preseason, and then they're going to end up getting one because one's going to get cut. Or the Browns, I would think, are primed to lose one of these four quarterbacks before the season starts.
Which one? See, that's my point.
It's probably,
point is, how do you know which one? Because you picked up Pickett because you think he has some potential.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Flacco is absolutely nothing except your insurance policy safety valve.
At some point, though, Jeff, one of these two rookie quarterbacks is probably going to get traded. May not be this year, but it's next year. And if the price is right this year, Shador, it was fun. There's going to be a lot of really cool jerseys out there, but you could end up on another team. As well as Gabriel. I mean,
so
again,
one.
And I'll give you your theory on this. That's a third round pick. It's a fifth round pick.
Yeah, like, but
what do you have to lose?
Let me quote Andrew Siciliano.
All these teams passed on.
If you don't find out about your rookie quarterbacks, then what are you doing?
Well, maybe you do know, and that you're willing to let one go, especially knowing that next year you've got two first round picks. And if you don't think either one of these rookie quarterbacks is going to be equal to one of those three quarterbacks that even we talked about yesterday, then you let them go. Are they placeholders? Isn't that normally what happens when you draft a quarterback later in the draft? Hey, you may get lucky. They might be Tom Brady, or chances are they're not, and they're going to end up on another team as a backup somewhere else.
Who would you get rid of, folks? Because we've all heard the rumblings. Well, you can't keep them all. You got to get rid of one. You might as well get rid of one soon. I've heard that rumbling. I disagree with it completely.
I want to see what they look like before I get rid of them because I don't want to live in the regret theater all my life. But it is what it is. I mean, you know, sometimes guys get drafted by the teams and end up playing for others. And that's part of the world.
Would you get rid of one of these guys or would you want to see them all? I want to see them.
No, my goal this season for the Cleveland Browns, this season will be determined a success if we walk out of the end of the year and either go, that guy is the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, or the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns is in the 2026 draft. That's it.
I want to see
all of them.
I agree. But I don't know that you can actually play all four of them this year.
Sure you can.
What's to stop you? And give them a real look.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done it in the past out of necessity.
See?
But you might not have necessity this year.
If one of them gets rolling, then sweet.
Boys, one of these four quarterbacks is not going to be on the roster when the season starts. Unless one of them gets hurt, then all four will be. If one gets hurt, all four will be on there. They are going to find value in one of these quarterbacks to end up getting a draft pick for next season. It might be a later round draft pick. One of these four guys will not be here. If they're all healthy. Let me just leave it at that. And you know what we've got on the line for this. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for all three of you. I will personally make them for you.
Can I get just a little more peanut butter than jelly?
You got to have a little more peanut butter. You don't want too much jelly.
Biggest question, chunky or smooth?
Chunky.
Ugh.
Chunky or smooth? Chunky.
Ugh. Merritt, I don't know if you're listening or not, but.
Stay
smooth.
Did you just say you don't care about me?
No, I do. No. I said I don't care about anyone's. I can't do peanut butter and jelly with a chunky. I can do it with a smooth. Chunky or smooth?
The peanut butter is not going to taste all that great on the steaks that you're going to buy us.
You have the eating habits of like an 11-year-old.
Tell me, Meredith, when you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, is it chunky or smooth?
Depends on whatever's in the fridge, honestly. I don't really have a strong preference.
Oh, my God. You have both in front of you. You have the opportunity to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Do you choose chunky or smooth?
If I have both in front of me, maybe I'll use both just to make
then
you mad.
That is chunky.
That
is chunky by default.
Shouldn't keep peanut butter in the fridge.
Who put it in the fridge? I said they were in front of you.
MK did.
Oh, it's okay. If you put it in the fridge.
Wait,
it's
did
not
I
that
say fridge? I don't remember saying that.
You did.
You know what? Okay. There's nothing. I've been belittled at home because prior to marriage, I used to put peanut butter in the fridge. After marriage, I found out that is a faux pas.
So
don't worry about it, Meredith. I got your back on that one.
Are you? You want to see these guys on the practice field during training camp and in the three preseason games?
Yes.
Before you'd make the basket move and get rid of one of them?
Yes, one of them's going to be gone before. I'm telling you that I there's no way they're taking four quarterbacks into the regular season.
I think there's a chance.
Book it.
I think there's a chance.
I can't wait to celebrate the day someone's going to be bummed. I'm not trying to.
You're going to celebrate some guy losing his job.
No,
nice job,
I'm going to celebrate one of these four
nice
guys
job,
having having an opportunity to be the number two or number three quarterback, not the number four quarterback here in Cleveland, or five if you're looking for a return on investment on a swing and a miss. Swing!
Tom's in
and
Bennett.
A miss.
Tom.
Hey, guys. They got to see what they got in the two rookies, right?
Do they?
I would think you have to. Yes, Tom.
You have to, right?
I don't know.
You can't trade one of those guys
Let's take the names away from him and say it's a third and a fifth round pick. And as Jeff will tell you, you know, every team passed on him at least, twice?
No, but I agree with Tom. At this point, you have to find out something about these guys because if you trade one and he becomes really good, oh my gosh, what a miss.
Maybe you just drafted one because you thought another team was going to take one of those two guys and you wanted to block them from taking him, and now all of a sudden you'll have the opportunity to trade him to a team that may have a quarterback who's hurt. And they need a backup.
You got to give those guys a chance to play, and then Pickett, they got him first, right? So they signed him up first, so they obviously like what they see in Pickett. So Pickett's going to be your starter. Those two rookies are going to be the backup, and sorry to say, but Joe Flacco will not make it out of training camp. He'll be traded to either Tennessee or somewhere else.
Well, there you go. You agree with me, then. Tom agrees.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
That to me is interesting because that means that one of those rookies has shown you enough that you think that guy could be your backup this year.
Is there any chance they drafted one of these quarterbacks to trade them? That would not surprise me at all.
I don't think so. They're the Browns.
They do things that no one expects them to do.
Yeah, but why would you? Who's going to give you anything for a quarterback who you drafted in the third or the fifth round?
It doesn't matter. You're a team that was high on Gabriel, you're a team that was high on Sanders, although if you would have, you probably would have taken them. But you thought you had more issues.
All right. Would you?
And the other thing is you may not have needed a starting quarterback right now.
How much would you scream then, my friend?
Yes.
If, okay, we've decided we're moving on from Dylan Gabriel. We can get a fourth round pick for him.
That I'm not doing. Why? I just used a third round pick.
Thank you. Yeah, okay, then who's going to give you like a second round pick for him?
Somebody who could maybe lose one or two quarterbacks during camp due to injury, and now all of a sudden you need it, and now all of a sudden he becomes a second rounder or a third rounder or something like that.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you? Why would again? If you thought Sanders was the best talent on the board in the fifth round, and maybe there was a team that was like, you know what, man, I can't believe we let the Browns get Sanders, and we all walked by, and maybe we should have taken him. And I ego gets in the way. There are plenty of reasons why this stuff happens, and I'm just telling you, common sense. And I know sometimes that doesn't persist in the Browns fans' mind when they're thinking about their NFL franchise. Does not always, you know, make sense. And I'm telling you, there's just normal, logical NFL franchises aren't walking into the regular season with four active quarterbacks. That means you've got three guys sitting on the bench on Sunday, whether they're active or not, on game day, that cannot contribute to the team other than sending in fake signals.
You know, you've got all these extra defensive linemen. They might play a little bit. You got lots of extra offensive linemen. If quarterback's the most important position on a football team, why not have extras? We'll see.
Jeff, they can't do anything other than, like, you can take a guy who plays left tackle and let him play right tackle or play guard or center. That can happen. Maybe I need another guy to hold kicks. That's not going to happen. Why in the world would you want to have three guys on the bench that can't do anything? Nothing.
Because it's the most important position in sports, and you're not sure which one
you want. And the whole world does it with two, maybe three. We need four? Are we that bad?
Yeah, because you don't have one yet. We're gonna be digging into this all during training camp.
My head is bleeding over this.
Which is bad. It's getting on your penny that you're spinning.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks for calling me out on that.
There are a couple of, I think, contradictory rumors or contradictory reports involving a certain guardian who is under team control for two more years. Let's get to the bottom of it next on Baskin and Phelps.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.